This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
Hey, what was your name, man? My name is Winston with XPR. I didn't get your full name.
Winston Nicolita.
Ah, hello.
Hey, how are you today?
Fine, and yourself? I have a situation on my hands.
Mm-hmm. SMS number, please.
Yes, ma'am. That is 756-81349.
Customer's name and address, please.
Danny Coleman, 6527, Cheyenne, Creek Drive, Lewis Center, Ohio.
Thank you, and how can I help you?
Okay, Salida. If you can pull up the order, if once you pull it up, can you scroll down in a note? It clearly states that the text took it upon themselves to go to the customer's home 3 hours beforehand, before his install mm-hmm. was due. He had a meeting that he was in, and that's why it was scheduled for the time that it was scheduled. So they reported him not at home. Now he's saying that he is penalized for something that he did not have no control over, and he wants to know why they won't come out now. Because he didn't do this. He said he did not do this.
I didn't do it either.
Yes. Come on, Salida. Look, me and you.
I mean, I don't know. Come on. I don't know. Okay. Hold on.
All right. Okay. So
I mean, all I could do is, you know, I send a market email and see what they could do, you know, in regards to the tech going earlier. I send a market email out for him and see if somebody, you know, can
I mean, clearly he's stating that he wants his install because he stated he didn't call to reschedule. It was that he stuck to the original time and they took it upon themselves. And then they going to call him not at home when he was clearly in the meeting, when he was supposed to be in the meeting, but they did something out of there. Ordinary, he was stating. So he's like, this is not his doing.
I mean, the only thing I could do is, like I said, I could send an email, but I mean, it's nothing I can do. I can't make him go back.
I mean, okay.
The microwave is only $129. It's only $129. So I mean, I can give him a $25 gift card for his inconvenience, but.
No, I don't think he wants that. Because he clearly stated That was an important meeting that he had to take. That they didn't have
but
no business.
Honestly, it's coming. I don't even understand because it's not coming through my department. Like, it's not like it's home delivery. It's through the third party team. So, I mean, it really is nothing that I could honestly do for the customer. Like I said, other than send an email, I could give them a $25 gift card, but it really is nothing to do with us. It wasn't like the product wasn't available. Just the fact that the tech decided he wanted to come when he wanted to come.
Okay. All right, Miss Salida. I guess it ain't nothing that you can do to help.
Yeah, I send an email and see what they can do, but yeah, there's nothing I can do for them. I mean, other than that.
Yes, ma'am. All right, Miss Salida. Thank you for your service.
All right.
Thanks for talking with XCO. You be safe. Enjoy your day.
You too.